A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said, "This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others for the wrongs they do to you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often have you heard the comments? Comments like, "Great, Lent is coming up. I can fast. I can go without alcohol. And I'll lose some weight." Sorry, wrong motive, negative energy. Such comments like this are the yeast of the Pharisee. Wrong motive. And this yeast is present in all of us. Jesus said, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisee." Lent is a sacred time, and we are encouraged to fast, not to lose weight, but in order to become aware of hunger. You see, when we experience physical hunger, we become aware that many people do not have food for today. And therefore, we can be in solidarity with them, those people for whom hunger is a way of life. Hunger forces us to pay attention, to our inner longings. In our inner hunger, that is our spiritual hunger, we long for what is nourishing, for Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus went into the desert to experience this hunger, and it was in the desert that the people of Israel, led by Moses from slavery to freedom, also experienced physical hunger and cried out to God. When they were fed by God, they were only permitted to collect enough food for the day, enough daily bread. In the desert of life, when we are hungry, we experience our vulnerability, and God enters into our lives in many forms of bread. In today's gospel, Jesus shares with us his prayer life, his relationship formed in the desert of hunger with his Abba, his God. It is a beautiful prayer of simplicity. Jesus has just told his men, his disciples, not to babble when they pray, not to be obsessed with words, just as we are not to be obsessed about our daily bread, our food. The prayer Jesus gives us is an encouragement to keep life simple, to be focused on our relationship with God, with ourselves, with the other. In other words, don't be preoccupied, obsessed with yourself and what you are going to eat, if you're going to lose weight, and the many other myriads of issues that we can worry about. Did Jesus not say, "What does it benefit you to worry?" Mark Twain was aware of the waste that worry is when he wrote, "My life has been filled with terrible misfortunes, most of which never happened." So when we find ourselves becoming obsessed with worry, what might or might not happen, we need to be aware that this is how we lose our peace of mind and life becomes complicated. Jesus invites us into a relationship of trust, to trust the now, today. Here in New Zealand, because of our earthquake, we could easily tend to a culture of stockpiling. Give us today our daily bread. One has to ask a question about stockpiling. Is this wisdom or is it worry? In my ministry as a spiritual director, a spiritual companion to others, I'm very aware of how people's focus in life can be on worry. Remember, Jesus said, this is the yeast of the Pharisee, negative energy, that Jesus warned us to be aware of. Do not worry about tomorrow. To return to the metaphor of dieting, diets like worry can wake us up to a need for change in our lives. What is God saying? They can provide the spark to kindle new motivation to help us deal with our obsessions. Yet normally diet and worry by themselves don't work. We need to be motivated by someone, something beyond self. Food, bread, is a gift to be enjoyed. Life is a gift to be enjoyed. We are invited to enjoy our daily bread and to know when we have had sufficient. We need to share our daily bread, our life, with those who are hungry. And God help us, in our world today, there are many hungry people. Tomorrow is another day. Remember, God gives us food for today, sufficient for today. In his beautiful, simple prayer, Jesus invites us all to live simply, that others may simply live. Jesus, we pray today that you give us our daily bread, and we thank you for the gift of this daily bread. We thank you for the gift of yourself, the bread of life. Amen. Have a good day.